I have with me a very, very special lady. Her name is Sri Mataji, and she developed the Sahaji Yoga. First of all, welcome to Numbers and You.
Thank you, Rami.
You know, here, when we had Kanya on, he talked about the Kundalini and the energy and whatnot. But before we get into that, what led you into the path to follow the spiritual pursuits that you have and even develop the yoga system?
See, Kundalini yoga is not a modern thing. It's a very ancient thing, was used in India many a times to give realization to people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But at that time, there were very few seekers of truth and very few people got self-realization. Any discovery, when it is not made collective, it is of no use. And those people whom we call as saints or people who have spiritual powers are all who have got self-realization.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that in these modern times, people are in such a hurry for everything, they have no time to sit down and meditate. So find out a method by which you give them a quick awakening of the Kundalini.
What is the difference between yoga and meditation?
There's no difference at all, because yoga means your union with the divine power, which is all-pervading.
Union with the divine power?
Yes, that's
mm-hmm.
real yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Others are just physical and things like that.
Okay.
But real yoga means that. And the difference is that the people who are doing any kind of other yoga must know one thing, that everything is built in within you, like in the car. Unless and until you ignite the car and start it, no use moving the wheels or moving the steering.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, when there is no awakening of the Kundalini, when this union is not established, it is not advisable at all to move other things like your centers with something artificial, because it harms.
It harms?
It harms.
Okay, let me ask you this. There are many forms of yoga, hatha yoga, other forms. You develop sahaja yoga. How did you develop it? I mean, how is yours different from the other forms that is practiced?
As I told you, sahaja means born with you. Yoga
with
means
you?
The union with the divine is the right.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference is just in understanding. That Hatha Yoga, for example, if you read the whole book of Patanjali, you will be surprised that it's a very wee bit of it is exercises. And these exercises, according to him, should be only used when the Kundalini is awakened. This power within you is awakened, not before that.
Mm-hmm.
But people have just started using those exercises even before that. So all these things, even Raj Yoga and all these things, are built-in things within us, which work out the awakening of the Kundalini and the actualization of your realization, which is actualization of your baptism, because the cool breeze of the Holy Ghost start coming out of your fontanel bone area and you feel absolutely relaxed. You, on your fingertips also, you can feel the all-pervading power.
Mm-hmm.
And when you develop it properly, then you can cure other people, you can cure yourself mentally, you absolutely become peaceful, and all the time this energy is flowing in you of love. So you become very dynamic as well as very compassionate. And this is the last breakthrough of our evolution.
Mm-hmm.
So far we are human beings. But at this human level, we don't understand or don't feel the absolute truth. That's why there are differences. But once you feel that absolute truth on your central nervous system, which is also called as Bodha or is called as Vida in the Vedas, if you feel that, then there's complete integration and you understand that you are part and parcel of the whole. Not mentally, but your being becomes part and parcel of the whole. This new dimension of awareness awakens within you.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It seems that people on average are just physical. If they can't touch it, if it doesn't have a dollar sign at the end of it, what are we talking about? But not understanding that there are things that transcend much higher levels.
Yeah. And not only that, but now, for example, we say that Christ was the Son of God. It's absolutely a fact and the truth. But now we can prove it, because if you put your hands after your realization and ask a question, was he the son of God? You start immediately getting very cool breeze. But if you ask about somebody else who is a hypocrite, you might get little burning, you might even get a little blister for a while. Mm-hmm. So you know that this is not the truth. So you know your truths on your central nervous system. And it's also described in the Quran that at the time of your resurrection, your hands will speak very clearly. But I don't know
That's
what that is.
Interesting, the hands will speak.
Yeah, your hands will speak. Very clearly said. But people do not open their minds to that, they don't pay heed to it, and they are just satisfied with whatever little things they are doing in the name of spirituality. As a result of that, you get rid of most of your diseases, most of your bad habits, and you become a very dynamic and a beautiful person.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, of course. It is good for everyone.
Let me show you. With the press kit I got this interesting photo, and for those who can't see on Radio Land, but if you were to look at this, at first I thought this was the stage of the Apollo Theater, you know. But this was done in Australia.
This is the?
This photo here was in Australia when you had all the people sitting there. They had their hands raised. What was happening then?
That is what they are saying, that they all felt the cool breeze on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
When I asked them, did you feel the cool breeze after the session of that? They said, yes, we all have felt it. So they have put all their hands up to say, yes, we have felt it. All of them. This is in Australia. And it has really spread very much in Australia, also in Russia. Russians are tremendously wise people, I must say.
Well, it's interesting because looking at it, you've done this in Hong Kong, you've done this in Malaysia, you've done this in Egypt, Saudi Arabia. It seems as if you've taken this all over the world.
Yes, it's true. I'm working in 40 nations.
You're working in 40 nations?
Yes, 40 nations, and it's working very well. And these people who get it, who become that, can enlighten other people. So I don't have to work myself. They can do it. If you get it, you can also do it.
Well, the one thing I must say about Shri Mataji is that her workshops are completely free. Is that correct?
Of course. Oh, you can't pay. You can't pay for all these things. It's wrong. If you think you can pay for it, then you must know it must be some false person who is doing it. You can't pay for God. You can't pay for divine. It doesn't understand money. Money is our headache, not of divine.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. And let me say this, too. Tonight, because she's only in this country until tomorrow. Tomorrow you leave. What nation are you going to after tomorrow?
I'll have this, I'll explain to them what is the Kundalini, where it resides, and how it works, and what are the advantages. And then I will give them self-realization.
So all of this is tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is tonight, Thursday, June the 7th, at 7 p.m. at Terrace on the Park at Flushing Meadow Park in Queens. And we're going to give out the information. And one thing it says in the bottom quite clearly, it is free and open to the public.
Of course. Of course. It has to be free. It has to be free. One must understand.
Mm-hmm.
This is living process. Like we have to sow the seed. What do? We sow the seed. The seed has the quality to sprout, and the Mother Earth has the quality to make it sprout. We don't pay to Mother Earth, do we? It's a living process. How much did we pay to become human beings from amoeba stage? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So why should we pay to become a superior personality?
Okay. Good. One thing you were saying, that Sahaja Yoga meditation provides a unique opportunity to receive the tangible experience of one's deepest self. So, and actually, this is a form of self-realization where one gets deeper into themselves.
Yes.
To get a direction of what their purpose, aim, goal, or destiny is in this life.
That's what Christ has said, you are to be born again. But it is not an artificial certificate you should take, I'm born again. It's not that. It's reality. It's a reality that you become empowered. You must have the power.
Well, you know, it's interesting you said that, because there is this thing now of a lot of born-again Christians.
They are all artificial, I must say.
They are artificial?
Yes, they are not. Because, you see, if you are born again, then you have the power to give realizations to others. And you become very compassionate and wonderful people. Because this way we can all certify ourselves, and everybody thinks the end of themselves. You see, like if you ask the Jews, they'll criticize the Christians. If you ask the Christians, they'll criticize the Jews. Then the Muslims will criticize, like that. But actually, if you see that, whatever All these great incarnations and all these great prophets have told us is absolute truth. But we have deviated and we have made it more man-made. That's why all these problems. If truth is one, why should we have differences?
Yeah, you know, this is what baffles me, especially when we talk about in the name of God.
There are
right now about 48 different wars taking place throughout the world. Majority of them are in the name of religion or God. That seems a contradiction.
The religions have become all money-oriented or power-oriented. They are not spirit-oriented. That's why. But, you see, one has to get over the conditionings of these and must see for yourself that the religion is within yourself. Like Christ had no religion. What religion he was born with, you can say. In the same way, you have to be born with religion that is within you and innate. Such people don't do anything wrong. They don't do anything that is not righteous.
No, well, that means we got to get on the righteous path then.
Yeah.
It seems like it would be in everyone's best interest to do that.
Of course. Everyone is quite capable to get it because you are a human being. But how many will come to Sahaja Yoga, I don't know. Especially in America, people are very conditioned, I think. I don't know. They have taken to all kinds of false gurus, false things, but not to Sahaja Yoga. I've been coming here for the last, I think, 18 years.